Hi, this is Naroki 5. I am going to be doing this until I die or I find something better to do. So please help me achieve this personal and, I think, noble objective by contributing to my Patreon or Subscribestar. Link is down below. Every little bit helps. Thank you very much.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Red Pill Nation Hangout number 363. Now, this one would have normally, this particular episode would have normally fallen under the MGTOW Master Series. Unfortunately, Nihilist is no longer really a part of, no longer really associated with this group. Yeah, I do miss him sometimes. He was really good for the MGTOW Master Series. He wasn't necessarily so good for the Red Pill Nation Hangout, but it is what it is. So this is getting moved over to the Red Pill Nation Hangout. This is Red Pill Nation Hangout number 363, and we are responding to a video done, oh god, I think it was a couple of weeks now. Hold on, listen, let me just boot it up here. Let me just, probably should have just booted all up here. Oh, come on. Where is it? There it is. Oh, yeah. Here it is. It was done 3 weeks ago. It's called The Red Pillars Are Wrong, and Kelsey and they, a lot of this particular video also involves Kelsey and Taylor Swift, two people who I really seriously couldn't give a whole flying fuck about. I couldn't give a holy flying fuck about. But you know what? They were included in this. I don't know why. The first response that I had to the situation is that and this is something that I remember from way back when I was still, actually, ironically enough, I was still where I think it was, yeah, actually I was, no, yeah, I was working for the same company back then. So this was 2018. I remember listening to a video from Rational MGTOW, or I can't specifically remember his name because he got banned. The big issue was, though, is that he was talking about the delusion of the left and the delusion of the right. Now, the left is, for the most part, completely dismissive and almost antagonistic towards masculinity. And they, like, I mean, as we've covered, and we will be covering another version of it on the show later today, on the Red Pill Nation Hangout, the delusion of the right is that if you get the right woman, you, all of these issues being raised by the Red Pill and the Manosphere will just I'm talking about the delusion of the right here, that the red, that all of the concerns that the Manosphere has will somehow magically disappear. And that is absolutely not the case. Not the case at all. And that if you follow that particular delusion to its natural path, you run, and I know this because I've met quote-unquote Christian men who married women in the church, and those women are in the process of still, of they got themselves lawyers, and they are still royally screwing over the guys that they met in church. They're still dragging them through the courts. And let's also forget the fact that a lot of the churches have been in, and I mean, I don't, not saying this to be homophobic or anything like, or transphobic either, but a lot of churches have bought into the cult of woke. So The title of this particular video, Red Pillars Are Wrong, is misleading because it's not necessarily about the red pill. But, I don't know about you, but I found this particular video incredibly painful to listen to because on paper, these are guys who should know better. The one other thing, and I'm going to sound kind of maybe a little hyperbolic about this from the start. But it's going to be, it is going to be fundamentally true. It is videos that, like, I will get into the second part of about what I'm going to say in a second here. It's videos like this that are going to be the reason why, come November of this year, the Republican Party is going to have a serious problem getting themselves across the line. And I mean, I am going to go on the record and say that they will get themselves across the line, but they're not going to, it's not going to be like in 1984 where Reagan swept 49 and 50, basically, except for Minnesota and the District of Columbia, Reagan took every single state. It's not going to be like that. It's going to be, and it's not going to be helped up by the mainstream media who are not going to concede that a state has gone for Trump until the absolute last minute to make it look like Biden's winning even when he's not. And but it's go this is the re this is one of the reasons why the Republicans are going to struggle to win later on this year. They're going to win, but they're not going to win overwhelmingly. And part of that reason is the basic assumption that people in the Manosphere, and specifically people in MGTOW, are just by default conservative. Like I was never, I mean, I didn't start voting conservative until probably two, three elections ago. Up until that point, I traditionally voted New Democrat. If you put my political compass rating on here, like I literally almost come out. I mean, I'm centrist, center left, but I'm far enough to the left that I'm almost nudging up against social democrat. Or depending upon my mood, I get deeply libertarian. And in which case I'm also, but I go far deeper into the libertarian spectrum than I do into the liberal versus conservative spectrum. Like depending on my mood, I go deep libertarian. So yeah, to assume that, and this is something that these guys haven't figured out, like the vote of the Manosphere is not significant. We are only 1% of the actual male population. At this time, that will not be the case in 2028. But at this time, they're only 1% of the actual voting population. However, that voting population, to assume that that voting population is automatically going to vote Republican is extremely naive on the part of people like the Daily Wire. It's also extremely naive for people in the Republican Party to just assume that anybody in the Manosphere is just going to automatically vote for the Republicans. That is not the case. Far from it. I have gotten into, I mean, part of the reason why the men's rights movement ended up stalling out is because they had to deal with a faction inside the men's rights movement back 10 years ago where there was a group inside the men's rights movement that wanted the men's rights movement to stay purely conservative and purely right wing. And it was argued, and I think quite justifiably so, that it's not just conservative men and Christian men, et cetera, that are falling victim to the gynocratic world order, for lack of a better term. It's affecting everybody. And regardless of their political, racial, religious affiliation, what have you. So the only other thing I'm going to say to this before I turn it over to Rearson here is that, and this is something that I think kind of stands out. If Candace Owens, the black woman talking about the manuscript, is the one that seems to have the strongest grasp on the subject, you got a problem. So this particular video was, if you'll pardon the term, I'm borrowing it from the left, problematic for a number of reasons. Hammerhand and several other individuals inside the Manosphere did takedowns on this, and the takedowns were extremely easy on this, and I will get into that. But for now, I'm going to turn it over to Rearson. And for now, I'm going to turn it over to Rearson. And for now, I'm going to turn it over to Rearson. Hello, you there? You there? Okay, it would appear as though Rearson is having technical issues on his end, which means I have to keep talking here. I'm pretty much talked out at this point. The whole issue.
Okay, you should hear me now.
Okay, I can hear
All right. It's like I had everything all set up, but obviously not. Anyway. All right. Okay. When I listened to it, and I listened to it in its entirety, I was keeping myself occupied, but I was listening, I was devoting enough brain power to listen to it overall. And this, these guys are in an echo chamber. Like they're preaching to the choir. And we have not really said anything that's terribly positive about Candace Owens. Not to say that she doesn't have a head on her shoulder, she does. But the impression that she's given me, and I believe that you and Nihilist also agreed, what we agree on it overall in principle, is that she's an opportunist. her take on everything, the impression looking at the comments was that it seemed that between her and hamster on speed, Shapiro, it was one of those, well, we're going to be civil here and we're going to just keep it things on the down and low, and whatever personal feelings we may have, we're just going to just not engage in that. So, safe to say that there's probably still enough tension between the two of them. Not that I blame either one. But Walsh is lucky for now. Shapiro is lucky for now. I don't know about the old guy, and then that I can't say that he's gay, but he certainly comes across as being a little more feminine. The guy that was hosting the whole thing. Oh, and then that other one that's on the Whatever podcast from time to time. He's seen the one that's been on the Whatever podcast seems to at least be somewhat reasonable. Those four. Two, four, or five gentlemen are out of touch with reality. I mean, all it's going to take is for one of them to get divorced, and that person's going to turn into a Steven Crowder. I'm sorry. No, actually, I'm not sorry, because that's the reality. That's the reality.
That's weird because Steve Crowder did get mentioned in this a couple of times. Continue.
And he was probably the one that they were talking about, but didn't mention any names, that's been raging about the whole thing. That's my guess. I could be wrong. I don't know. Like, I guess my question for you, my friend, is what do you want me to say about this? Or about that? Like, where do you want to go next? Norky, I'm asking you a question. Please unmute yourself.
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole thing about this was that, I mean, because I've covered this before, the delusion of the right and the whole thing. And what this really all boils down to is that, because, I mean, every once in a while you saw one of them. I saw Michael, I think it was whether Michael Knowles or one of them actually physically admit that, yeah, the current marriage laws and the current family court system is corrupt as hell. But effectively, what their argument is like, well, just ignore those facts and go ahead and do it anyway, right? For right now, I'm just for the opening. I'm just looking for you to give me a general feel of what you got from the video.
They don't know their head from their ass, and they're isolated in their fucking ivory towers. I don't think I can say it any more simply than that. In fact, that is the simplest way that I can put it. They're out of touch. I mean, where do I want to go with this one? Walsh, not to pick on him specifically, but he's been the most vocal. Just get the right woman and everything will be all fine. Yeah, go ahead and say that. But like I said, much like Crowder, until she's had enough. That's not to say that I don't believe in the sanctity of marriage and that, but again, it comes down to biological needs. Sorry, listening to these people spout off about how good things really are is like listening to Lauren Chen also give her conservative female viewpoints, but the woman's got her fucking baby daddy who's a millionaire, so the woman's fucking sitting pretty for the rest of her life. Well, until she decides she's had enough. She won't admit it, but that's the reality. Just like with Lauren Southern. So, these people really come across as being no different than the pure academics in university that are pushing the socialist or the transgender policies or whatever and have no idea about what real life economics are on the average individual. So they're up in the fucking top of the mountain screaming at us to get in line, and I'm looking at them just kind of going, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Piss off. So that's my initial take on the whole thing. And of course we'll have to embellish more. So I will give the mic, back to you. And you might as well keep yourself unmuted, because as far as I'm concerned, my opinion being that I think this would be one of those times when we should have our microphones on and we can engage each other as we're doing this takedown.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the first part on this is that, first of all, my general take on this whole thing was that there's not really a whole lot of difference between what I saw with this video and what I saw with Mooncat or some of the other people who have tried to make videos debunking the manosphere in the past few months. You know, they didn't play the race card. They did play the misogyny card big time. They did try to play the unhinged conspiracy theory out to lunch reality card quite frequently. Michael Knowles did actually, I believe it was Michael Knowles who actually tried to play the, these guys must be frustrated, which has got to be probably like, I mean, that is something that I only hear out of the far right, you know. And I guess we get.
Okay, so this is more in terms of them being sexually frustrated or just frustrated overall?
Closeted gays. One of the things I keep hearing out of the far right, and I've had to deal with this quite frequently actually, is that all MGTOWs, that it's a gay Jewish conspiracy. Again, right, this is the issue that I have with anybody when they automatically bring up the fucking Jews. The Jews seem to be fucking responsible for every single goddamn thing that goes wrong, right? And I'm going to just kind of take a bit of a sidebar here. I've seen people even dismiss libs of TikTok because the woman who runs that account happens to be Jewish. And I saw somebody actually go, oh, well, she's a Mossad plant. And I'm like, sorry, let me see if I understand this. The Jews are behind the destruction of the family unit and are the ones pushing the gay agenda in schools. So then the Jews would then have a Mossad agent go out, start libs of TikTok to fucking expose them. Like, so the people who have this Jew thing up your ass, like, do you understand how fucking stupid that sounds? Right? Like, I haven't actually spoken to any of the people that were at that meeting in Asheville, North Carolina, but I have spoken to people that are just a step removed from it. There were no Jews at that meeting. There was the guy who was Asian. There were no fucking Jews at that meeting. All right. Like, I've spoken to a number of people from that particular. So this is one of those far right sons. And I think it was Michael. Yeah. Cause Michael Knowles has been on the Whatever podcast. Now, Whatever podcast is just like Fresh and Fit. It's not something that I can really sit and listen to for a long period of time because, well, I mean, you see a little bit more substance out of the Whatever podcast, and the guy on Whatever is a little. By the way, I'm getting an echo from you on your side, Gerson.
Yeah, I know.
The guy on the Whatever podcast is a little bit more heavy-handed with the women, but I mean, like, Michael Knowles was like, oh, well, these poor girls, and it's like, those quote-unquote poor girls, the overwhelming number of them have Instagrams, have OnlyFans, have Cam Sodas, you know, they voluntarily go and show up on those podcasts. And I mean, they're doing it for the pub. They're doing it straight up because it's like they get a boost in their viewership when they do it, right? But they come on, and they know their experiences with the male species. Have they been dealing with cucks and simps and basically clients that are paying money to see her butthole? And
or whatever else she wants to get
screwed on camera or whatever else. And you know, like, occasionally you'll see one on there who is maybe a little bit more honest or has a little bit more of a head on his shoulders and is a little bit more aware of what is going on big picture. But for the most part, most of these women haven't got a clue of what's going on in terms of what's going on with on the men's side. And it's been pointed out, well, the girls that show up on Fresh and Fit and whatever, those girls are not representative of the normal population. And yeah, you are absolutely right. They're not. They're not poor girls. They're not in a sweet, innocent little fucking snowflakes. Not by any stretch of the imagination. Like, I'm not going to say that they're all damaged, but I mean, you're talking about women who will quite willingly get fucked, show whatever fucking body parts they've got to show on camera, go completely fucking naked for men on camera, right? That takes a certain type of mentality to do that. And Okay, now granted, they are not those women are not generally representative of the female population in general. And those women likely all have sisters, friends, sister-in-laws, mothers, people around them that are not doing that. And they all talk together. And what you can figure out from this is, while they're not representative of all women in general, like, there have been enough women that have expressed enough, like, sheer stupid ignorance on that show about them, about what's going on the male side of the situation, for you to say, okay, maybe not these women may not be representative, but the women who are associated with them, their sisters, their best friends, their support group, their moms, their sisters, whatever, right? That this is obviously not something that is being heavily discussed in female circles, based upon the level of ignorance I'm seeing that these, in particular, the feminist women, the feminist women just get off on this feminist dogma. And when they do, they usually get destroyed pretty quickly. There wasn't a whole lot of difference between what I saw there and what I saw with these guys. Now, I have to address the fundamental core issue that the flaw of the conservatives when it comes to dealing with the manosphere, because this is one that I run into. I'm getting that echo again.
Okay, that should be better.
Okay, thank you. No, I'm still hearing it. What I'm seeing with with these guys is the same thing. If you find the right woman, all of the legal issues that the manosphere keeps bringing, and I've already said this earlier, all of the legal issues that the manosphere keeps bringing up with in regards to the situation with men in Western, well, actually, it's not just Western society, it's worldwide at this point, but we're talking about North America and Western, we're talking about Western society at this point. They're not getting addressed in any form or form or fashion. There's been some talk about Congress forming a committee to deal with men's issues. The only issue with that is that, you know, who's to say that the Democrats aren't going to just, or even the Republicans for that matter, aren't going to just bring in a whole bunch of male feminists to do all the talking, right? So you, like, listen to these guys talk, and you realize that this is an election year, and you've also got to, and I'm going to have to bring this up. I know there's going to be a few people that are going to maybe start to scream and yell at me, because I'm not fully on Team Trump. I'm just going to point out to everybody who's listening, I'm not on Team anybody. I'm leaning towards Trump, just like I'm even like somewhat more strongly leaning towards Poilievre in Canada. But I am not going to give Trump a pass on this. Trump did some stuff between 2016 and 2020 that tells me that he has at least partially bought into feminist dogma. Okay? I don't see Trump being in a meet. Here's the thing, though. If Trump wins at some point, especially towards the back end of his reign, he's going to have to deal with the manosphere in one form or another. But, I mean, Trump did things while he was in office that clearly indicated that he had, to a certain degree, drank from the feminist Kool-Aid, and so have a lot of Republicans. The whole situation here is that while it is absolutely and fundamentally true that a two-parent family, which, by the way, is one of the reasons why I kept indicating to Rearson that he needed to stick around with his wife for as long as he has been, because, I mean, his son has to get to the point where the son starts to understand that breakups happen. Two-parent families are incredibly important. Single-parent families or families that have step-parents, this is something that's not brought up very often. The level of criminal activity from kids who have step parents is as high, if not higher, than the ones that come from a single parent family. So, yeah, that being said, and yeah, I'm going to say this because it's sort of like there's got to be a few people going, oh, we never tell you, never talk about the women's side of this issue. Yeah, it's not a good idea, guys, to impregnate a chick and just fucking abandon her. It's not. There, you happy now? Talked about you. So the whole situation with this, and this just draws on the fundamental blindness that conservatives seem to have about the manosphere. They still seem to want, they want to hold on to that women are sugar and spice and everything nice and they're going to be submissive and whatever. It's sort of like, it's like, no, I mean, even if they fixed all of the problems tomorrow.
Bullshit. That doesn't happen. Sorry. Sugar and spice.
That doesn't happen. But even if they fixed all of the problems tomorrow, it would probably take somewhere between 40 and 60 years to undo the damage that's been done. Don't know what these guys are thinking, but I mean, it's like they're buying into a model that we just simply cannot go back to. And these guys appear to be aware of what's going on with the legal system, but their answer is just completely fucked up. It's like, go ahead, do it anyway. Just ignore the stuff that's there. And it's sort of like, well, I mean, the chances, yeah, okay. Statistically, the chances of it happening to you or I are slim. That doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. And it's not fun to the guys that it does. And I'm going to return this back over to Rearson.
Yeah. Excuse me. Pardon me. I'm just trying to put my thoughts together here on all of this. Again, these guys are, for now, in a relationship with a woman that is fully supportive of the guy. Now, for the females that go on, whatever, you may not consider them to be damaged per se, but I sure as hell do. I mean, there was one guy that I was watching, there was a clip that I watched on YouTube, I can't remember where it was, on which channel, Alpha Male or Common First, or I don't. It doesn't matter. And a British black male and female were on a date, and this was recorded. So who knows? Maybe this was her attempt to advertise herself. But she's an Only Fools chick. And the guy basically said, look, you're flashing whatever for $5 a month. Netflix is $11 or $12 a month. So you're worth less than fucking Netflix. I went, damn, fuck the way that he just destroyed her with that simple statement. And she really honestly didn't, it wouldn't matter how much, whatever kind of a comeback that she could put to words, pun intended. But, you know, this is what we're dealing with. And I will have to politely disagree with you to some degree about the whole thing with being Jews. I do believe it is, but it's not the average person, not the average Jew that has the same problems that you and I do. I'm talking about the people that at the level of the Rothschilds that are pushing this shit to be pushed through into society. They are the ones that are responsible for the Balfour Accord, which was signed just before or during World War I to make it the what would eventually become the State of Israel. So, if they pulled that shit, at some point they were coming after the nuclear family, and with the weakened, with the court system being what it is now, I don't see how it could not be people like them that would have socially engineered the issue that we are talking about now tonight or today. And again, with Kelso making the distinction that my opinion being that people like the families like the Rothschilds are the worst of society, but because they're so embedded within the upper echelons of society, they are pulling the strings, moving things into place that takes years to see the end result of. So that's where we're going to go with that. Now, fuck, I don't know. I mean, what struck me, actually, no, I'm going to continue with that train of thought here. So, Naroki, you were talking about how things have petered out. There was a momentum that it hasn't reached that critical mass yet, but it will get there. And with men by and large withdrawing from the expectations of society, and there's something else that I had to bring into this conversation as well too, but not right now, but I'm just gonna put that into the chat so that I've got my own reference here. Okay. This is something that I'm glad that I kept this to myself at this point, without giving you the info. I'm going to go back to the whole thing with the Rothschilds, and these are people, assuming that they're even human, that the family, the bloodline, whatever the case may be, these individuals have a plan in place, and it takes centuries for it to work its way through the system, because if things move too quick, too fast, it's going to fall apart, and then they'll have to backtrack and the like. So they move very slowly, very methodically, and we're talking like the salami slice effect, shall we say. We got this large sausage of salami, whatever kind of sandwich you want to call it, pepperoni, whatever, and you start slicing it off bit by bit by bit, and those slices occur over the course of 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever the case may be, and things get whittled down and whittled away to, my opinion being what it is, where we are right now. And people will notice. They may not do very much, but they will notice. So that is the big difference between what the average organization will do. And it's only a matter of time until those organizations get infiltrated and things get twisted around. I mean, we talked about this before with the ADL and the solving poverty.
Law Center, yeah,
but it's only a matter of time until they get infiltrated, and when they get infiltrated to the point where they can steer it in another direction, the damage is done. And again, I'm not saying that someone like Ben Shapiro was part of all of that, although he is a Zionist, so to me he's questionable, but that at the end of the day is what you and I would be fighting against. And things like that eventually get destroyed. The rot will come from within. It'll collapse. You'll try it again. It's going to require 10 to 15 to 20 years worth of work. You get to a certain point, and then, boom, it falls apart again.
So I'll move into the point with Matt Walsh basically wondering, like, what is it going to take? Like, men are acting like anti-feminists in the manosphere, which I'm becoming more of. And it's going to come down to is that, yeah, I believe that society has to crash and burn for it to start over again. But by that point in time, sorry to say this, but you're going to have people coming in from the Middle East, and they're not terribly compatible with Western culture. Gays for Palestine being one of those delusions, and they're not going to care. The speculation that I've read is that, like, once there seems to be about a 10% population of Muslims, shit's going to get real and it's going to be messy. Am I saying that for all of the community? No, I'm not. But I won't be surprised. Let me rephrase that. I won't be surprised for that kind of shit to happen. And the first place I'll expect to see it is probably going to be in Britain first. I've heard of rape gangs in fucking Sweden, but no one's talking about that kind of shit because that's, you know. And there was a protest of, quote, migrants at the Iceland parliament because they have to figure out what they're going to do with them. And as far as I'm concerned, like, no, you guys got to go because we cannot afford to keep you. That's what I would do. But according to V, I'm more of a final solution kind of guy. So, you know, whatever. So, but it will. This is what the socialists, the communist-like individuals want to do to bring down America, to take Christianity out of the equation. Again, because my opinion being that was the main staple of religion that was in Europe. And when there was a problem with the moneylenders, and the moneylenders were not allowed to be Christian. So I have to ask you the question, and you can answer this to yourself. What other religion would have allowed it? So there is a problem, but again, I made the distinction between the people at the top of the list or top of the pyramid that are pulling the strings, with people like Biden and Trudeau, and with AIPAC, I think is what it is. That's what it's called. South of the border. So the problem is them, but it's not, again, the average person. It's not the average genes. It's the people it's the movers and the shakers to get
checked out. Yeah, but they keep saying it is the Jews. It is not,
and that's
the Jews. Okay, like I saw a video at the WEF where Avi Yemeni got right in the face of the guy who runs the ADL and called him out for his bullshit. All right?
Yeah, as I said, it comes down to being the fake Jews. If they're the ones that are going to be worshiping the likes of Moloch or Baphomet, whatever the case may be, something that isn't, shall we say, Yahweh or God, those are the people that are the problem. And they have a massive hate on for the rest of us.
Yeah, and again, right, that does not necessarily mean that Chaya Raichik is in on it. Doesn't mean Avi Yemeni is in on it. Doesn't mean Sargon of Akkad is in on it. It doesn't mean, and I could go down a very long list of people who are actively opposing globalism.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, we're getting kind of off topic.
Anyway, at the end of the day, the people that are doing what I've been saying, the likes of the Rothschilds and their descendants, are pushing all of this shit, which is what we're dealing with. And again, the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and whoever else, it's only a matter of time before they get their fingers in them or their tentacles, and we're back to, you'll be fighting back again to square one. So you want to talk about systemic issues? They're the ones that are making the system fail on purpose. So I got nothing more to say on this.
Well, yeah, we totally got off topic here. Yeah. Is the Daily Wire, though, controlled opposition? Where are they getting their funding from? That's the first thing. Where are they getting their funding from? Yeah, okay, I have seen Ben Shapiro be very critical of feminism in the past, to the point where up until just a few months ago, like, I've noticed that he's kind of backed away from being critical of feminism recently. And I did see stuff on this particular video where they were calling out feminism. The issue here is that there is this level of willful, and it's not just the Daily Wire. I run into this on conservative sites all the time. There seems to be this willful ignorance on the part of the political right in the U.S. to want to acknowledge this problem. And this is not unusual. It's probably going to, and I have to say this publicly every once in a while, it's going to take one of two things to happen. There's going to have to be a critical mass event, kind of like what happened with what's her name sitting at the front of the bus. By the way, that event was not spontaneously done. I can't remember what the name of that woman was. They had
that. What are you talking about? Yeah.
What the hell is her name?
I'll look it up.
Yeah. They planned that protest ahead of time, and they picked out that bus driver specifically because it's like it had been noted that this particular bus driver had done stuff in the past, like sail past bus stops where there were a lot of, this was in Birmingham where this occurred, where there were a lot of Negroes there, or would specifically close the bus and drive off with, there was a bunch of Negroes waiting at a particular bus stop or whatever, and he would go out of his way to enforce the sit in the back rule, because a lot of bus drivers don't even care about that stuff. In the whole time I was taking bus transit, only on one occasion, Rosa Parks. Only on one occasion did I absolutely run into a bus driver that actually gave a shit about the handicapped seating section.
Yeah, for the most part, I'll have to agree with you with what I see around where I am. And most don't care. I had one guy that was concerned to be a Nazi. Like, there really wasn't. I was going up to the north end of the city to go to the credit union, and I was playing something on the phone. It wasn't loud, but he could hear it. And the guy was fucking acting like a fucking suit Nazi.
So, oh yeah, I've encountered guys like that too. I had incidents occur when I was on my way to work one day. I was on the phone, and this one guy stood there, and I didn't notice him immediately. And then I put the stuff when I saw him, I put the stuff down, and then he just started lecturing me. And it's like, dude, like, I was on the phone, I didn't see you immediately. Sorry, and that didn't stop him, right? And finally, I said, like, look, I'm sorry. But, like the problem's done. Like, stop fucking bothering me. All right. So what he did is let me just finish. When he got to the university, I saw him immediately go up to the front of the bus and start talking to the driver. And I knew exactly what was going on. So I immediately got off the bus. Right. Yeah. We've even counted. So yeah, Rosa Parks picked that particular driver out because he knew that particular driver would go out of his way. So yeah, who's that in the background? Sorry, never mind. They were same thing with George Floyd. George Floyd and that guy Aubrey Adams or whatever, the guy we were talking about on the last show. Aubrey Avery or whatever his name was.
Don't remember, but yeah.
Those events weren't staged, but they were specifically picked to...
For reasons X, Y, or Z.
Yeah, so what's going... If what happens, and basically same thing with same thing back when the out when homosexuals were actively where it was actively okay to harass and beat the shit out of a gay person just because they were gay, right? That event that occurred in Wyoming brought it to national attention. That's what's going to happen here with the Manosphere. The mainstream media, and this is, and it's not being directly aided by conservatives, but conservatives are not acknowledging the problem. But the mainstream media is beating the war drums on the Manosphere, and they're trying to play off guys like who are MGTOW or Red Pill or wherever as being weak and easy targets and targets for scorn and ridicule and whatever else. And what's going to happen is you're going to get a group of ignorant pricks one of these days. They're going to target one of these guys. And one of two things is going to happen. This guy's going to get killed, or they're going to find out the fundamental truth about the Manosphere, which is that these guys are not helpless and defenseless. These guys are very self-reliant and very capable of defending themselves quite easily. And what's going to end up happening is that a couple of these guys are going to get killed or injured trying to take this guy down. And you're going to get some woke DA going, oh, this guy's a member of the Manosphere. And they're going to try to charge him criminally. That's going to bring it to national attention. Yeah, it's going to go one of those two ways. And it's going to bring it to national attention. And that's what's going to happen. It's probably going to happen sometime in the next presidency, because the numbers of men that are getting involved in the Manosphere is growing at an exponential rate. At this point, it is 1% of the male population right now. It is between 1.5% and 2% of the fertile male population at this point. That number is going to increase at a very, very fast rate over the next few years. And, you know, in one form or another, the conservatives are going to have to acknowledge that this is a problem, that it needs to be fixed. Here's the problem is that it's like, what are they going to do to fix it at this point? I mean, even churches have embraced the cult of woke to a great degree.
I will fully agree. The United Church is happy to have the rainbow flashing. Makes me wonder if they're just as much of a pedal problem as the Catholic Church is. And I make no apologies by asking the question.
So, I mean, yeah, you've got a, while the girls, those poor, helpless creatures that Michael Knowles keeps fucking passing him off to be, they're not fucking poor, helpless fucking creatures. If they're doing OnlyFans and Cam Soda, Michael, just thought I'd throw that in for you. It's very, very clear that with very few exceptions, right? These girls are obviously, these women out there in the general public, at least in the West anyway, there's an extreme lack of fucking knowledge about what the Manosphere is doing. And here's the other part that's going to happen. As they are becoming aware of it, because of what's going on with the mainstream media, they're going in and I see it all the time on MGTOW groups, which is why I generally ban women from MGTOW groups for the most part. They come in and they start screeching autistically at these guys, and one of the first things that guys get taught when they take the red pill is that you do not base your life decisions based off a woman's approval, right? And these women are finding out the hard way that it doesn't work. So then this is what I'm talking about, the next progression. The next progression, and this is what I had when I've had disagreements with girlfriends, right? Or with women. You disagree, you hold the line with them, and then a few minutes, a few hours, a few days, a few weeks later, you got some fucking stunned, stupid white knight idiot that comes in and starts screaming, yelling, and throwing his weight around. And what ends up happening is that these guys end up getting their asses fucking handed to them. I had one situation way, way, way back in 2001 where I had a disagreement with this one woman after a meeting. And about 2-3 weeks later, there was this guy who wasn't his, who wasn't her boyfriend, by the way, starts gunning me off in the middle of a meeting. So I literally have to stand at the door of the meeting, and I have to stand and I have to stare right at him as he's leaving the meeting to let him know that I wasn't scared of him. And I had to do that a couple of times after that to let him know that I wasn't fucking scared of him before he would stop fucking gunning me off. That happened with another, again, around the same time with another woman, right? It's not so bad right now, but Rollo Tomasi and a couple of other guys in the manager have pointed out that, I mean, yeah, you're also, you're gonna start dealing. We're returning back to the phase 10 years ago when I was having to deal with 6, 7, 8 people at a time on Facebook just piling on bullshit feminist dogma, except this time what you're going to be dealing with are the fucking white knights, and these guys will just keep fucking arguing to the point of absolute fucking stupidity over a chick that they're not even fucking sleeping with. And you don't dare tell these guys that woman that he's white knighting for isn't going to fucking sleep with him, because that just gets him real mad. But it's true, though. The situation that, again, right, can literally and figuratively, Candace Owens was the only person on that entire panel who had any sort of a fucking grasp of what the Manister was about. And that's because, right, when she had that social autopsy thing occur back in 2015, 2016, it was the Manister that came to her rescue. And she started red pill black, and from there she was able to curtail that, because she is a conservative black woman. She was able to basically media hoe herself into a position at Daily Wire, right? Because they were looking for a reasonably attractive conservative black chick to go in and do the talking, and Candace Owens fit that mold rather quickly. So Candace Owens at least remembers where the hell she came from, which, by the way, is more than I can say for Lauren Chan, Lauren Southern, Sydney Watson, Cat Canada. I could go on and on and on and on about the number of conservative women who are taking these brave, have these brave, she's not conservative, but Shoe on Head, right? Shoe on Head has been kind of like soft publicly, but if you take a look at what some of the stuff that she does behind the scenes, see these conservative chicks that rail on against the Manister, one of the first people that I will notice that will upvote her is Shoe on Head. Or at least
Shoe on Head,
yeah.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say she's more like Pothead, but anyway.
Yeah, so she's not conservative, but she's definitely, I mean, yeah, there is a very clear deficit of knowledge, lack of knowledge about the Manosphere. And while you do occasionally run into women that appear to have some sort of a grasp on it, those women are very few and far between at this particular point in time. And what this based upon, and it kind of like it's like a yin yang duality here. These conservative women are finding out the hard way that the guys in the Manosphere are not just toeing the line with them, just like the liberals were, and just like the social justice warriors were, and just like the feminists were. They're finding out these guys in the Manosphere aren't toeing the line. So They're yelling and screeching and screaming autistically. They're not coming up with any original arguments. And of course, the conservative men are stepping up and doing their part. And it's not working because they don't have, and as I didn't hear any, I saw moments of awareness in this show, but I didn't see anything remotely close to what actual awareness of the full situation. And, you know, what are these people going to do come election? And this is where I'm going to end off here, and then I'll turn it back over to you. What are these guys going to do come election time when they find out that these guys that they all stabbed in the back decide that they're going to vote for Robert F. Kennedy, or they're going to vote Libertarian, or they're going to vote Green, but they won't vote Republican because it's very clear that Donald Trump is not going to be the answer for them, right? Again, you're getting back to that basic assumption that these guys are all going to vote for the Republicans. They're not. There are options out there. They're certainly not going to vote for Joe Biden, but I can tell you, man, when I look at this video, I'm like going, yep. You know, like if they exercise the same level of ignorance towards a couple of other groups, their assured win with Trump in November is going to turn into just barely a bare squeaker, and the culture war is going to continue in earnest. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to you.
What can I really say to that? I mean, fuck. I mean, I really don't even know where to start at this point. They acknowledge that there's something wrong, but they're looking for an answer that's going to be an absolute surefire bullet. And they're not going to get it, but they're also helping exasperate the problem that's already existing to begin with. Again, to me, this was a preaching of the choir. And while Owens has more insight, such as that might be, it's obviously not enough to dissuade otherwise. With the males that were in the video. And even with the devil's advocate, I found him to be relatively ineffective. Not that it really would seem to take very much. Yet, I don't know. I mean, they don't know what's going on. I don't think that I think the guy's name is Paul, the guy that's a little more tan, the guy that goes to the OnlyFans, goes to whatever. Like, he's about the only one that actually reaches out into the public, but even then, he's got his morals and his high grounds, and that's fine. But he's engaging with females that are ignorant is the only word. Like, they are blissfully ignorant to what the choices they're making now of how things may look later on down the road. And as you've already said earlier, the women that are desperate for a mate because they don't want to be doing this shit anymore, or they're in the poorhouse and they're going to be looking to, not to say this happens to all of them or with all of the women that find God, but it's a pretty good indication that if she suddenly has found God, she's on the hunt for a man, and she'll pick the carcass as much as possible to do so. I'm going to shift here a bit, and there's a woman that I listened to on YouTube. It's Filipina P. And she recently had asked five women various questions, and the question that she did ask, and she has been critical of Western women to women in her country. And again, at the end of the day, she's still a woman, so if something goes wrong, she can easily fly off the handle, but they're much more traditional. But the question that she did ask is, what advantage does a man get by being married? And I believe all of them really didn't have an answer. Because they're thinking about what they have to offer. So, you know, they're going to have kids. I want to support my husband. I want to give myself to him, blah, blah, blah. But enough of them as well, too, when they were asked, you know, if it's him or your family who takes precedence, I believe 3 out of 5 of them have basically said, well, it's going to be my family is going to be first. So even in a more traditional conservative society, you know, the guy's likely to be left out to be hung and dried. Now, with what's going to be happening over the next 8 months. For the next 8 months or so, 7-8 months. Fuck, who knows? As much as I would like to get behind Polyevra, I can't. I would like to, but my suspicion at this point now, I mean, I saw the guy, and he's about the same height that I am. I saw him literally on the corner of where I live. And he was on the phone. I just wanted to at least to say, hey, thanks for doing what you're doing. And he kept staying busy. So I was like, okay, fine, fuck, whatever. Walked away. I mean, there was that. he kind of broke the internet and broke parliamentary protocol when he looked right into the camera and told people, here's the document, look it up on Google, do your own research. I haven't heard of any politician doing that, especially in Canada or wherever else for that matter. And it was just one of those brilliant fucking moves. But the saying goes, though, you can vote your way into communism, you can't vote your way out. And that's probably a point that those five males, maybe Owens, maybe not, I don't know. But that's a point that's lost on them. They are in, like, they really are, they're believers in the system as fucking flawed as it is. I don't blame them. I really honestly don't. But at the same time as well, it doesn't help. And the more that you're going to be in denial, the more difficult it's going to be to wake up without it being a rude awakening. Now, I know that Shapiro has been quite critical of Trump in the past, and that's fine. That's his decision. I'm not going to fault him for it. And at the end of the day, unfortunately, there is a balance that has to be played, and it will tend to be geared towards the majority of the base that they're looking for. And everything is so terribly convoluted that there is no easy answer. There is no quick fix. And as you said, it's going to take, years ago? It took 75 years for communism to be where it was in Russia, or what was the USSR. And it will take about another 75 years for them to get out of it completely. And again, was it Stalin or Lenin? I think it was Lenin. Given your kids for 5 years and you will have, I will control the future within the next 15, 10 years after that. And that's where we are. So these guys are great for spouting off ideas, commenting, in which we're no different. Hammerhand's no different than whoever else. Terrence Pop, you know, whoever the case may be, started with COD, whoever. But there's overall not enough political will to actually implement any kind of change. And again, I'll go back to incredibly rich elite families that know what they want, and they're pulling the strings slowly to make the tapestry of what they want, and that's what we're in the middle of right now. So to me, this really came down to of being a lot of intellectual masturbation. It was a, relatively speaking, it was a circle jerk, and nothing's going to come out of this. Nothing at all. You have the people that are insulated that have their ideals, which is fine. But again, no real life experience. No. Yeah. There was a problem with the court system, and I get it. But I don't have anything to suggest or to try to help fix the issue. I might know, or I might ask the question of what is a woman? Or what's a real woman? But that's as far as the six of them being revolutionary. There wasn't anything. Like there really was a lack of substance. And I feel that for us to know what a woman is, we have to know what a man is. And those lines are getting blurred, have been progressively become more and more blurry over the years and over the decades. And I realize that this will probably sound somewhat sexist, but men have to know what it means to be a man, and women have to know what it means to be a woman. I mean, listen to Andrew Tate on a 10 minute video earlier today. And he was breaking down with, and it was a podcast with, Pearly Things. And there was one woman, and she was in his face and was just emotionally triggered, I guess is what the only way to say it. And while he did raise his voice overall, but he was also quite calm and settled things down. But he had one woman beside him that was fully and completely on board with what he was saying. So until, this is going to be somewhat of a radical idea, and I'm going to say it right now. For things to start to get better, for men to not see content that typifies or reinforces the perception of how fucked up women can be, especially when they're on social media, until social media has been basically abolished, you know what, I can't wait. This might actually start to help things a little bit, but I won't be the least bit surprised if one of the first things that Trump will do if he gets back in, which I assume he will, is that he will probably do his best to get, he will ban TikTok from being available in the U.S. And that will be a huge, well, not a huge step, but it'll be a big step in the right direction to get to subdue the need for women to validate themselves with other women and perpetuate in the cycle. Not to say men don't do it, because I know we do as well. But generally speaking, we're looking for answers. We don't want to go out there and be like, yeah, you're right. It was. I mean, there was a, on my Facebook feed, there was a woman I used to work with who's conservative and kind of a tough as nails. And the woman's gotten screwed over. And not saying that she hasn't had an easy life, because I know she hasn't. But she posted something up there of a guy's cheating on his wife, or he's cheating on his partner. Goes out and fucks around with another woman. He comes home and he says, I love her, and kisses her and whatever else. And I got really right down fucking pissed off. It's like, really? You're upset because of this? I'm like, okay, sure. All right. Okay. I'll agree. Cheating's not a good thing. But what about the woman that has lied to her husband or her boyfriend because she's gotten pregnant and it ain't him? I consider that to be even more heinous, indirectly saying this. And that's assuming that he never, assuming that he finds out at some point that the kid isn't his or the children are not his. She gave me a thumbs up and she didn't reply to it because I'm pretty sure. Okay, you want to drop a bomb on this one? You want your friends to agree with you? Sure. I'm going to come in with a fucking Moab and I'm going to decimate the area and kind of go, okay, do you want to complain about this again? Because I can go on, I can go into more detail. So, porn to men is what social media is to women in terms of destroying things. And I'm a firm believer that's exactly what part of, and that's, those are the biggest problems that are going on right now. I mean, how, for you, my friend, I know it doesn't really take very much. Is it for one with a nice set of chesticles to walk by, you'd be engaged in a conversation, and you're going to go, fuck, where was I?
For the record, I never lose focus like that anymore.
Anymore. Okay, so you've gotten better.
I got better. That whole event in 2016, 2017, with Miss 2016. Because trust me, she had a nice, she had a decent rack on her too, by the way. You didn't see it from the photos that I sent to her, but yeah, she dressed new age, but I mean, it was, and she dressed in kind of like loose fitting clothing, but she had a wicked fucking body. Trust me on that. Okay.
As you said, you're not like that anymore. Now, it may not have been 2 or 3 seconds just kind of going, fuck, I want to mash my face into those tits. Boobs, you know, but it probably would have been enough for a second, you know, for maybe half a second to maybe two, kind of going, right, as I was saying, and, you know, you're back on course. I've got a friend who wants to go camping and I can't wait to go with him. And he's just as fed up with his spouse as I am. And he's saying, it's like, you know, I just want to go out and get, you know, we go find some chicks, we can go bang them, kind of going, dude, I am not interested in that. Like, if I'm going camping, I'm going camping to get away. Picking up a female is the last thing that's on my mind. And it is. I wouldn't say no, but I am so heavily programmed to not think that she would be interested in me, that nothing's going to happen. So, anyway, got off topic here. So let's get back to you. I don't have anything more to say on the subject, at least at this point. So shall we move on?
I mean, realistically, I don't either. I mean, their whole discussion was, well, be aware that there's a problem. Ignore it and go ahead and just proceed with what you're doing anyway. And I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? Right? Like, if you tell people that there's a problem, right, you immediately start putting, and this is what the master has been doing. They've been putting stops in place and pointing stuff out to men about how they can avoid that part of that issue. And I mean, part of that issue is dealing with fundamental issues. Like, women are not sugar and spice and everything is nice, right? Like, the whole system, any interaction you have with a woman is potentially going to get you,
it's going to bite you in the ass,
in the trouble. Like, for instance, there's at this current workplace, there's one, and I found out about her. I mean, I wasn't all that, she was decent enough looking, and I mean, I got some chemistry with her, but my coworker told me, it was like, no, you want to stay away from her. It's like there's a guy that tried getting a little bit too close to her a few months back, and he got removed from the site. And I'm like, oh, really? Well, thanks a bunch for that. Because there's a guy on my crew, like, it's almost to the point of annoyance with this dude. It's like because she has the same rotation that I have. When we're done at dinner time, and when we're done at the end of the shift, it's like, or when we're going back out to go back to our, because I don't actually work in the camp proper. We have to fucking wait on this guy because she works at the commissary 1 week out of her 2 weeks that she's there. And he's like standing over there and like he's fucking like just like hanging out with her like he's some sort of fucking puppy dog. Right?
Oh, and it's all like, right,
it's sort of like, and it's like, I'm like, I was looking at my coworker, and I'm like, you know, like, with the amount of time that he spent hanging out there in the commissary with her, like, has he got at least got her fucking phone number out of it?
No, I'll take that as highly unlikely.
Has he got his phone number out of her? Right? Because I mean, I've had a 20th of the interaction that he's had with her, and if I approached her in the right way, I could probably get her phone number quite easily. But I'm not going to do that because I mean, I have a good work situation going on up there, and I don't want to have to risk starting back at zero again, right?
No, and the last thing that any male should be concerned, the first thing every guy should be worried about is, will interacting with this woman mess me up again? I'll go back to that Filipina that I was working with at Shaw, and the chemistry was there, and she flat out told me she's looking for a white guy to be cheating on her Filipino boyfriend with, and she eventually ended up marrying one of the guys that I did work with. She's got 3 kids and she's doing well, and good for her. Consider her to be more well-adjusted than the other one that I was interested in recently enough, but no longer. But the first thought that went through my head is, don't go there because this could be an HR issue.
Yep, there's three of them up there that if I had a lot of skill, I could probably be with, but I'm not. It's like, no, man.
You've got other things that you had. There are other things in your life that are more pressing that have higher priority, and getting a piece of tail that could end up biting you in the ass if she gets pissed off enough is the last thing you want to deal with. No, you're totally right.
No, one of them is in a long-term relationship. The other one, and this was the other one was that one I was just telling you about, and the third one, she got delayed a week because she went at the end. I you're gonna love this one. She went out the night before work, the Tuesday night before work, and got so fucking smashed that she didn't wake up to her alarm to get to the bus on time to go out. So they had to wait a whole week for her. She lost a whole fucking week, and I'm like, okay, you know, like, there's been occasions when I have been up till like 2 o'clock in the morning the day before, and I have difficulty sleeping the night before I go out.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But I always make, I'm not so, but I don't go out on a fucking serious fucking bender the night before and then forget to turn on drink. My alarm.
Yeah. Even if drink, you I did don't drink. Yeah. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, ladies, I have to point that out.
Yeah, like even if I did drink, but I mean, it's sort of like, you know, so like all three of them have got fucking baggage, right? And it's not really worth the risk, but again, right? There was no, there was, and I'm getting that echo again. the whole thing about this is that you just cannot take that chance. I mean, and it's, you know, it only takes once or twice for it to happen. You need to do something about that echo. And oh well, you want me to keep? Oh Jesus Christ! Okay, you want me to keep talking here. The whole thing about this is that there's it's a complete lack of willingness for them to acknowledge that problem. And it won't get any better politically for the conservatives until they actually start to acknowledge that this is an issue. Because you certainly can't wait around for the political left to do it, because they're not going to. And I mean, I don't know what to say. Because you picked the bad time to go to the bathroom, because I'm getting a serious echo here and it's getting really distracting.
Sorry. Okay. I'm gonna go off on kind of a bit of a tangent here with the topic of women and just how easily and fundamentally different our brains are. Men, relatively speaking, are simple creatures. Again, the three or four, maybe five B's, what are going to make us happy? Beer, boobs, and Batman. They could include blowjobs or booty or whatever, but that's basically it. We don't really need very much to stay relatively happy. And we're not terribly social creatures. Again, I'll go back to the experience of my son when I picked him up in front of Eau Claire Market, coming back from school. There was a girl and she was screaming his name, and I tried to send him the clip. She's talking to you, you know, say bye. Hey, bye. And that was basically it. Just go right back to the conversation with me. And he was oblivious. And to deal with the physicality of males, if the theory of evolution is correct, and I don't know half the time anymore, but women had to adapt, and they had to be more social, more, shall we say, manipulative. I mean, I'm kind of dealing with being shit tested by my spouse right now, where something's got to go in the fridge. She looks at me, hands it to me, expecting me to put it away. It's kind of like this mustard test, apparently. And I'm looking at it, kind of going, why? You're right fucking there. Well, you took it out. I'm like, yeah, but you're right fucking there. It's going to take more effort and more time for you to hold out that thing to me. I've got to grab it, throw it in the fridge. I think the next time I'm going to do that, I'm just going to slam the fridge. Like, could have done that a lot faster than just asking me to do it. But that's how the brain is. And again, the nothing box, that video on YouTube, that's now like 12, 14 years old. We've got our spaces in our head of things that require things to worry about and things that are important, but leave it alone and you'll get to it when you get to it, or things that are just not important at all. And the female brain is one long fucking string where everything is mostly all connected and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And when there's an argument and she's going to dip into those memories or whatever the case may be, and she's going to be bringing up shit from 10, 20 years ago that have no bearing on it, kind of going, oh my God, like, seriously, why? You know, this is why that can a couple work out in the long run? Yes, they can. But there has to be a lot of comprehension on both sides of the equation. I myself am failing in that regard, and I can fully admit it. But, and my opinion being that this is why that the manosphere is exploding in the way that it has been, and the way it will continue to do so. And with the content, and it doesn't take very much to look up the likes of Sandman or Hammerhand. Well, maybe not so much Hammerhand, but Terrence Pop is on there. All of these other MGTOW channels, just as there are women that are subscribed to other women on TikTok, for example, or Twitter, to help reinforce. And both sides are guilty, I will say that, of reinforcing the negativity of the others. And at least with someone like was it Griffin Mind or Casey Zander, that's another one as well, too. Or Zander Casey, whatever the guy's fucking name is. They're at least trying to provide information for men to improve themselves. And women overall don't. They're just looking to bitch, moan, and complain about what's wrong. And I don't have to improve. He's got to get better. Well, yeah, he does have to get better. But if he gets better and you haven't done anything, you're not needed. You just don't see it. So, and again, that Council of Six that has nothing to offer outside of being the commentary, which is what you and I are no different of being as well, too. Not to shoot ourselves in the foot, but I'm going to be honest. We're no different than they are, and we're just reacting to their reaction of what's going on that's wrong. We're not wrong, but with the ills of society that are occurring at this point in time right now. So, again, for me, at the end of the day, I want to get out of the city. I want to live as much off-grid as possible, and I might be, well, I don't think you can do this kind of a move, but I'm looking at somewhere else that's, well, it's an hour north of Drumheller. It's the middle of nowhere, apparently. But to get there, there's work that has to be done, and then I'll be in a better spot to at least take a big step forward to moving off in that direction. But the takeaway at the end of it all is that I got from it, again, comes down to is that the way that men are reacting is that they're becoming more anti-feminist, but only because that's the only option that's really available. Because otherwise you're wrapped around a woman's finger. And I think there's enough pride in most men to realize that, no, I need to be respected. I don't know how many couples can say that they both bend over backwards for each other. But if there's no respect from the woman to the guy, obviously if... Not to say that they're all doing this, but if enough women are just looking, they've got their plan B in motion and they're tapping, or they're getting tapped by, that's the best way I want to say that. If they're getting tapped by plan B, then it's only a matter of time until the plug gets pulled. And more often than not, the guy's not, didn't see it coming, pun intended, until it's too fucking late. So all that I'm going to be able to try to do is to try to not educate, teach. Just trying to do what I can to teach my son of the pitfalls of dealing with females. One, not necessarily don't turn your back to them, but you have to think of what you say now could be a problem for you in the future. And he knows about my brother, what happened with him. Which might be enough of a... He's not so much scared of females anymore, but by and large, he just... I think he's at the point now where he's just socially awkward with them and isn't going to try to do anything. Doesn't make any sense. not to him anyway. But I'm going to stress to him that a woman could basically take away everything you've worked hard for. She could take away, she could take all of it. She could take half of it. All of it being your job, and you have to go somewhere else, maybe move across the globe or the planet, whatever. Move to another country, move to another part of the world where you can start over again, or maybe the country. I don't know. If you're not careful. And I mean, again, as Shakespeare has said, hell hath no fury like that of a woman scorned. Again, what happened to my brother? What could happen to any of us? Get a woman pissed off enough, she'll start scheming on a way to take you out. And because, well, women are the first among equals. That doesn't even apply anymore. Women are the first to listen to. Especially if it's an HR department, which typically is filled with women anyway. Guys, you got no open now. You know this and I know this. So let's not kid ourselves. So it's the system has to be broken down completely, or it has to fall apart so severely that it's insane. And maybe the only option is that there has to be some sort of a case that has to go to the Supreme Court that's going to reverberate like that was in Tennessee. I think it was. Tennessee is the first state to require paternity tests. And then Florida, I think, was the one that got rid of the no-fault divorce or the alimony for life. It was something like that. I don't remember. My apologies. Those are
Florida,
great steps.
Florida was the one that got rid of lifetime alimony, and Tennessee was the one that...
That was paternity test.
Yeah.
Okay. So things are moving. It's just that it requires one place to start it, and hopefully the others are going to start to follow. It's far from perfect, but I think that thing, it will get there. It just needs time. Like you said, 25 to 30 years before we're going to... That's assuming we even remember what we're talking about at this point in time in our lives. Maybe we'll see it, maybe we won't. I think we will. I don't think it'll be as much, but we'll see. We will see. And on that note, I got nothing more to say. I think I'm all tapped out on this topic, this whole conversation.
I'm pretty much tapped out as well. Besides, I got a meeting in about an hour, 26 minutes here. This is just you want to see a prime example of the absolute cluelessness of the right. This is probably the video to watch. I mean, I could go into a long spiel about Laura Chan, and oh God, don't even get me fucking started about Sidney Watson. Lauren Chen, a number of them. Sidney Watson has railed on, a supposed conservative woman has railed on and on and on about the manosphere, and yet she refuses to even have any type of interaction with anybody, any guy in the manosphere. She's been called out frequently on her behavior and hasn't done anything. And it's sort of like, and I've noticed that even Jeremy Hembling from The Quartering is sort of like kind of like taken a step away from her. Okay. Because of the stuff that she's done around the manosphere. So yeah, it's...
Hasn't he kind of gone through the divorce rear or close enough to it?
I don't know. I don't know her background. But she was the one that called out Jack Murphy. By the way, Jack Murphy's back. He's selling a fitness system now. He's gotten rid of his beard. I don't know whether he's still doing the cuck videos though. Whatever, Jack.
Not publicly, at least, anyway.
Anyway, so that is really about it. for the guys who are undecided about the election coming up, and I'm talking about specifically about the American election year, I'm not going to tell you which way to vote on this, but I am, what I will do is I will give you a pointer on this. If you think that, and while I have a little, Polyver seems to be a little bit more aware of what's going on, but again, right, I'm not sold on him either. But for the United States, if you're under some misbegotten belief that Trump is going to be some sort of a messiah, he's probably not going to be. He will have to deal with the manosphere towards the back end of his election. I would like to think that by that point that there are enough people with political power will realize that they cannot just shove this under the carpet and make it go away. They can, at that point, there'll be so many people involved in the manosphere that you won't be able to throw everybody in jail. But, you know, who knows? Vote carefully here. If men's issues are something that's really important to you, don't fall into the trap that the conservatives are going to somehow be the answer, because they're probably not going to be. And that's really about it. I don't know what it is about today, but I got a really nasty fucking headache again, so I'm going to have to take a break here for a bit. I'll talk to you later. I don't think Grierson has anything more to say about this topic. No?
No, you're done? I was just going to say, outside of the temperature and pressure shift, that's probably why you've got the headache. That's the only thing I can say, but yeah. Keep your eyes on the road, gents. Make sure you've got your long-term goals and focus, and try not to let anything immediate or short-term get in the way to derail you. That's all I got. Yep.
All right, that's it for tonight. Yeah, have a look at the link I sent you. It might be a topic for next Sunday. Yeah,
really?
I'm absolutely gobsmacked about that one. I'm going to be watching it as soon as this show's over. But I will see you again at 9:30 tonight.